Egbus emerged from a dark tunnel and held out a cautionary paw to his friends.
"That's as close as I can get you by hidden ways,"
he said. They came out into a long hallway, broken in parts by broad flights of steps. Marielle let the wall tapestry drop back into place across the tunnel mouth.
"Which way to the gatehouse, Egbert?"
she asked. The mole scholar pointed.
"As far as you can go, through the banqueting chamber, down another flight of stairs, and first left. It's not that I'm afraid or anything, but I'm a scholar, not a warrior. Wouldn't I be in the way?"
Marielle patted the mole's paw understandingly.
"Of course. You'd be a liability if fighting broke out. We'd have to look out for you. Besides, you must have other business to attend to."
Egbert pushed aside the tapestry that hid the tunnel.
"Thank you, Marielle. I'm sure I'll be around should you need me."
Muta and Rab waved goodbye as Marielle called softly.
"Good luck and fortune go with you, Egbert the scholar."
The mole poked his head back around the tapestry.
"Through extensive research, I have found that luck and fortune have little to do with anything. It is brains like mine and a warrior mentality like yours combined with the element of surprise that invariably win the day."
The three warriors trod lightly down the first flight of steps, looking from left to right, ready for anything. Marielle peeked through a partially open door and saw horde rats sleeping on a straw-littered floor, a chamber full of them. Without a word to her berserk companions, she gently removed a spear from the claws of a slumbering rat. Closing the door, the mouse maid slid the spear haft through the ring in the latch, effectively imprisoning the sleepers in their own barracks. Muta looked at her questioningly. Marielle smiled.
"It's nothing, just making sure we're not followed."
Voices came from farther down the darkened hallway.
"Well, you go and tell Nagru that you ain't standing out on no walls all night. I'm not."
"But I don't have a cloak like you. Suppose it's still raining. I'll catch me death of cold out there."
"Aye, mate. And you'll catch your death a lot faster if you tell Foxwolf that you don't fancy obeying his orders."
"If it wasn't for those mangy escaped prisoners, we'd be in our barracks and..."
The rat never finished the sentence he was speaking. Neither he nor his companion would ever have to worry about going out on guard again. Muta and Rab carried on down the next flight of stairs as if nothing had happened. Marielle took a curved sword from one of the dead rats and hastened to catch up with the silent slayers. The banqueting chamber had a torture light on one wall. The three warriors moved through, silent as the flickering shadows that played over tables and chairs. Six horde rats were seated round a table in the gatehouse, playing a game with three shells and an acorn. A flagon of wine stood on the table, a prize for the winner. A draft flickered round the wall torches as the door swung open. One rat looked up and squealed with fright at the sight of Marielle and her two silent allies entering the room. Muta charged, her relentless energy taking her crashing into the nearest two rats. Then all became confusion.